Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about, like, life stuff. You know, as folks who have been following closely know, we are a little more candid on this channel than we're able to be on our other content. And, you know, something that happens a lot for pretty much anybody in the world is you make a plan and things change. And so we want to just take a little bit of time today, not super long, and talk about how we've dealt with that in our lives, both individually before we met and as a family. Now that we're, you know, partners and business partners and homeowners and co-parents and all of co-creators and all of the above, right? Like there's, it's a lot when things don't go the way you wanted it to.
And I think that's okay, you know. I know people are probably going to see this and they're like, wait, this has something to do with Punta Cana? I'm like,
maybe.
Maybe, but not 100%, because there's other things too, you know. But it's not fully Punta Cana, you know. I just want to mention that very quickly because I know people are going to be posting under the comments below and everything. I mean, there's always going to be things where we plan something up, like, hey, this is what we want to do, you know. And sometimes, and there could be different reasons. It could be because of finance, or it could be because of life, it could be about any other reasons. It's sometimes gonna change our minds. Like, hey, I think we should do it later, or we should do it differently, or something, you know. So it's never gonna be 100% exactly how we planned. And I think that's fine. I think it makes the process better. You learn a lot also during the process, and there's probably going to be things that we didn't know that we just discovered super last minute. I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Why make that move? You know, why we should do this? I think we should make some changes, sharpen it up a little bit, and, you know, when we're ready, it's going to be a lot better, you know. So and look, to me, everything happens for a reason. That's how I see it. But
yeah. And so, like, one example that comes to mind for me is my whole life, you know, you're in a kid, you're in high school, you're maybe in college, and you're like, I don't know what I want to do. But I knew I always wanted to help people. And that was kind of a through line for me that I feel I'm still honoring to this day. But it's so funny because in high school, I swear up and down, I was like, I'm going to go into logistics because I like problem solving and puzzles. And then, you know, I get to school and I end up going into biomedical engineering, which was my initial undergrad declaration. Went into the honors college, almost flunked out, and had a whole crisis, like a whole spiritual, like, rift, because I had been told I was smart my whole life. I had been told I was really capable. I'd been a high achiever. I was in honors classes. And, you know, after I got diagnosed with narcolepsy and began to take medicine to stay awake during school, my grades were, like, amazing. I went and I got a 1450 on my SATs, which was back when it was only out of 1600. And I was like, okay, I can do anything. The world is my oyster. So I get to school and flunk out for semester. I was like, oh, shit. I got to change some plans. Because I wasn't anticipating the life change of going to college alone, right? Like, I had one friend from my high school who went to Pitt with me. We weren't super, super close, so we didn't, rely on each other as a support system at all. You know, I was away from home for the first time. I immediately got a boyfriend and was very distracted. And, you know, I didn't know how to take care of myself. It was college. This is a trial run for a lot of people being on their own. And no amount of, you know, sleepaway camps can teach you how to be an adult without your normal environment, your normal support structure. So I had to pivot hard. And after a lot of makeup courses and additional work and changing my major to exercise science, which is what I ended up graduating with, I went up to, what was it, 3.5 from straight up F. I had a 3.5 after very rough first semester of college. And it taught me so much because I had been in competitive dance, you know, I had, you know, tried to start projects, and I had what is it, a diversity, equity, and inclusion organization that I started in high school. Like, I had leadership experience. I had, you know, entrepreneurial experience. I had a lot of confidence in myself, but I never really failed that hard at something before. And it taught me so much about being resilient, about reprioritizing, about knowing my worth, and knowing that failure is a step. It's not a final destination. And without that experience, I would not be the person I am today. And mm-hmm. so that's kind of like the first big plan change, life plan change I ever had to deal with. And honestly, I'm so grateful for it. How about you, Danny? Like, what's a big one for you that you can think of?
Ooh, I have so many. I think, you know, the most recent, well, there's a couple. There was one where this is a time where I used to work at Discovery Channel. So, you know, I got an opportunity to have my own TV show on Discovery Channel, right? So, meanwhile, I have my 9-to-5 job at Discovery. And I also was doing GTR, Gamertag Radio, a podcast still. So I'm like, oh, man, I could do all these things at the same time. Me originally, I'm like, all right, this is cool. This is going to be a big thing for me. So I started doing it, and I was working really hard on the TV side of my show because that's always been my dream, to have my own show like that on TV, right? So, you know, I was working really hard. And then at the end, I noticed that it affected Gamertag Radio in different ways, where it affected like the downloads, the amount of content I usually used to do at that time. It kind of declined because I was focused on one thing, which I thought was going to help me overall. And I had like so many different plans because of it. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm planning to do like a lot of cool things in the future. I'm going to interview so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And at that time, I was also had a deal with, I can't remember which network it was, but it was for the site. So I used to post a lot on the site because every time we had posts, views, you know, we had ads, it helped to pay the website and for us to like travel to E3 and all this other stuff. It declined. Everything it got completely messed up because I was just focusing so much on one thing. And at the end, I felt like I messed up because I had so many different plans, but I was focused on one thing and it completely changed everything for me. That I felt like I had to do a hard restart after I was done with the show. So that's another thing too, Ree. Like, you know, you're probably going to have some ideas, thinking where you get an opportunity, you have this plan, this, you know, that you think is going to happen in the future, and it doesn't go that way, you know. So I'm not going to lie, I felt really hurt because of it. And I also felt like, man, was I a failure because of that thing too? You know, and everybody, like talking to P and the team, Mandy, everybody at that time, they're like, no, man, it's just, that has nothing to do with that. It's just, everybody's just been busy. Everybody's been doing different things. And it's been very competitive with, you know, getting content and so on. There's so many other outlets doing the same thing, kind of, you know. So there was a lot. So that was something that really affected me. Another one, too, is, you know, going to New York from Miami. And because I just needed some major change in my life. And I went to New York, and I remember I went there in 2019, September or October 2019. And then when December was coming up, I'm like, I was really happy. You know, I started getting opportunities of working on a couple of television networks in New York. And I remember when New Year's popped up, I was like, man, 2020 is going to be the best year ever. I got so many plans. Oh, I can't wait. Wasn't that great in the beginning of 2020? I mean, I started strong with, you know, having Phil Spencer on our 1,000 episode. That was like a pretty big deal, right? But then after that, the world just completely changed. Mm-hmm. That it affected everybody's lives, including mine. That the places that I was working at, it got shut down. They were like, oh, that's it. We're not doing this thing anymore. And now I had to come up with a different plan, like, you know, I had an idea what I wanted to do that year, and it completely changed everything for me, you know. So, but then I met you, and it was for the best. But again, it happens, and I think it's okay to have those bumps. It's okay for plans to change, and it could be for good reasons or bad reasons. But at the end of the day, if you go through that situation, you're gonna figure it out, and things are gonna get a lot better, you know. So.
Yeah, and I think it's something that's important to remember, and something that I've had to remind myself of, is whether it's an internal reason why plans have changed or an external one, don't let the fact that your plan isn't the same or it's not possible in the way that you thought it would be get you stuck. Like, yes, it is important to plan and to, you know, research decisions and have really clear motivations and follow along as best as you can with, you know, what you established is important to you. But sometimes the circumstances change. Sometimes you change. Sometimes what's available to you changes. And sometimes your resources change. Sometimes your level of energy changes. And it's okay to admit that and say, I need to adjust my plan. Like, it's not you doing a disservice to all of the work you did up until that point. It's not you completely abandoning your morals or your beliefs. It's really just part of life. And that's something that I've had to, you know, really learn, because I'm a big planner, right? I love a beautiful, like, super detailed plan with, you know, research and data and action steps and a timeline. Like, ooh, don't give me a timeline. Like, I am a planner. And when things deviate, which they almost always do, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, what was it all for? Or, you know, is my effort in vain? Like, am I wasting my time by making plans? And no, none of that is the case. It's just plans are meant to be stretched and shifted and adjusted, and nothing is set in stone in this life, right? So as long as you are able to consistently be intentional with what you're doing, it's still faithful to that plan. It's still faithful to the goal. And if the goal shifts or moves, then you know why. And, you know, you adjust to that too. Like, it's originally, I didn't think I would get married and have kids. Like, I didn't think I would ever be a homeowner. I couldn't imagine owning my own company. I couldn't imagine not having a 9-to-5. Like, it's okay. None of that is a disservice to past Rihanna or childhood dream me. Like, I didn't become a logistics expert, but I'm good. Like, I'm still using those skills. I'm still enjoying the things that I enjoyed and filling my cup with what I know motivates me. And if the way that I get there is a little different than what I thought it would be when I had less information, that's normal. It's fine. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to chat about that because, you know, we didn't think we would leave L.A. We got here and we loved it. We love it here. And then some stuff changed about the life, our world, our country, our city, our resources, our needs, our family. And when that many things change, sometimes your plan just has to change along with it. And it's okay. And it doesn't mean you were wrong before. It just means you didn't have all the info yet. So, yeah, that was just an important conversation to have out loud. Because I know a lot of people are going through change right now. And just want everybody out there to know it's okay.
And another thing, too, before we wrap it up. You know, when we go through those major, major changes that pops up out of nowhere. You know, you're going to figure things out. You'll figure it out to make things even better. So that's how I feel about everything, you know. Yeah. So
I always like to say, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
So just try to remain calm.
Yeah.
Try to remain faithful to your principles, your morals, your values, and just steer the ship as best as you can.
Yep. Yep. Anything else, Ree?
That's it. Before we wrap it up? I just want people to get through it.
You know, I want to say something. The past couple of weeks I've been noticing that people been hitting us up, or that will come up to us at events, and mm-hmm. they say they've been saying like how much they enjoy watching some of the conversation that we have here on the show, which is really cool to hear, because sometimes you just post something and you're like, yeah, you know, hey,
yeah,
it's a great conversation, we'll see what happens, you know, the numbers, it's random, like sometimes it goes really high, but sometimes the low numbers are the ones the most impactful. Like, you never know what type of content people consume from our conversations. So it's pretty cool to hear from several people that they really enjoy our conversations every time we have something new here about different conversations about finance, about moving, about life, business, everything. So it's pretty cool to hear that.
It is. It's very encouraging. And you've said this many times before, you never know who's listening. So for anybody listening out there, we thank you for seeing us. And we hope we can, you know, bring you some light and some useful information, or at least just some entertainment for a couple minutes.
Yeah. So if you're watching this, everyone, please let us know under the comments section below, or subscribe to the YouTube channel or the podcast on any podcast platform. And just let us know your feedback. If you have any questions too, hey, post them and we will try our best to answer them. We probably could do like a show like that, right? Like we'll read the comments.
Questions.
Questions or comments. We'll talk about certain things, what people have been saying about our conversation. I think it'll be cool to just go back to the old archives and see what people have to say about different conversations of past episodes. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone, thank you so much for watching the Danny and Rihanna show. I can't wait for our next episode. Every time we have something new to talk about, it's very inspiring and fun. So,
yeah.
So stay tuned. Until next time, everyone, thank you for watching and listening. Take care.
Bye.